Part two, interview with Caroline Jardine. Just a few other thoughts that has came to her since we did the first interview. You were going to mention, Caroline, the playing out in the fields, stroke working with the Stooks, which of course was the sheaths, as we called them, oats. What do you remember doing with the Stooks?
I remember when they were harvesting the corn, that myself, my brother Robin, would be following on behind the old binder, and we'd have to set the Stooks of corn up ready. I presume they were drying out before they were lifted to be taken back to up to the farm. And once up at the farm, they were built into Stooks, and for there they would, I couldn't tell you how long they used to sit there, but then the back end of the year, the mill would be brought in, and they would have to thresh the corn, which was always a great day. And I remember there was always a lot of men there, and during the middle of the afternoon, Mum would be getting organised to take the tea out to them, a cup of tea or coffee. It was mainly tea, I think, though, with scones and pancakes and lots of goodies to eat. And then in the evening, when the work was done, they would all come into the house and they'd get their dinner before they set home for the night, ready to get it again the next day if they had to. Great memories of that. But around tea, though, because we were growing the corn, I've very happy memories of hearing the corn creak, which is a thing, sadly, we never ever hear anymore. It's gone. And we used to hear it regularly.
That's fine, Caroline, thanks. That's end of part two, Caroline's interview. Thanks very much.